Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A second shooting in just over 24 hours on New Bern Avenue in Raleigh. Coming up, I'll tell you where it happened and more details about the victim's condition.
Also right now at 6, the search for survivors is on in Texas after a devastating tornado killed three people and left dozens hurt. The storm's path of devastation left an entire small town community just destroyed.
We're going to see a cold front that comes through that brings us a chance for some scattered storms for this afternoon. We only have a small chance for severe weather in our area. I'll show you who may be most at risk. And the security of the nation's power grid is focused on North Carolina today. Congressional leaders are coming to Moore County 6 months after an attack that put new light on the need for action. We have that story and so much more for you on your Friday. Thank you so much for making us your choice for news. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Great to have you along here as we get a Friday started. And next week, middle of the week, is official start of summer. But it's officially started to feel like it's pretty good around here. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
That's going to feel a lot more like summer for the next couple of days than it will by the middle of next week. And we'll get into all that coming up. It's cloudy out there this morning. We're taking a live look across Wake County looking west. 69 is our temperature and our dew point's at 65. So that feels, you know, moderately like summer. You know, typically a really, really oppressive feeling air mass would have a dew point in the 70s and temperatures in the 70s as well. But we're getting awfully close to that. Future cast this morning showing some cloud cover for us, but as we get closer to lunchtime, we should begin to see some of these clouds breaking up a little bit. And then the cold front arrives, and by early afternoon, we're beginning to see a few isolated storms. This is not going to be a big, angry line of thunderstorms coming through, but up near the Virginia line, there could be a few cells that could produce some wind damage or some large hail. It looks like everything is over once we get just past sunset. Here's a look at our severe weather threat from Roxborough all the way over through Roanoke Rapids into Northampton County and up into Mecklenburg County, Virginia. It's a small part of the viewing area, but we'll be watching up there very closely this afternoon and evening. 63 in Roxborough, that's our coolest spot at 69 in Fayetteville and around the Triangle, 68 in Goldsboro, 69 in Rocky Mountain. Most of us are in the upper 60s right now. We'll be in the mid 80s at lunchtime. We'll hit 91 this afternoon, similar to yesterday, but of course we'll end the day with some thunderstorms. I'll show you why this front is going to make us feel so much more comfortable over the weekend. Coming up, Anthony.
Elizabeth, we head out to the roads this morning. Just a couple areas to talk about. One is a crash here that you see up to the north, and I'll show you that here in just a second, and a disabled vehicle down to the south there. But for the most part, looking relatively quiet. We'll continue to watch that, though, here as we go into the weekend. South New Hope Road at Poole Road. This is a crash showing up on the map right there. Not necessarily seeing any big backups. You don't see the green sensors going down to red, but we'll continue to watch it here if we see some slowdowns. Also, a live look right now, I-540 at Capitol Boulevard. Everything is moving along smoothly, but we will have another update here for you coming up in just a few minutes.
All right. Thank you, Anthony. Breaking news. A man is hurt after a shooting at a hotel in Raleigh. Police cleared the scene within the last hour. Michael Grace is in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Michael, this is the second shooting at a hotel on New Bern Avenue in just over 24 hours. What do we know about this one?
Yeah, that's right. And we just know that so far we're still working to learn more information about the suspect. That's what we've been in communication with Raleigh Watch Commander throughout the morning. But let's get a closer look at that video on your screen. You can see a number of evidence markers right there in the parking lot of the Wake Inn on New Bern. Forensics was also going in and out of the office lobby area taking pictures. So may have been some evidence in there that they were taking pictures of. You can see the flashes actually going off inside the lobby. And again, as you mentioned, this is the second shooting just over 24 hours. Yesterday's shooting at the Budgetal Hotel, just less than a mile away. Two men shot there, also expected to survive, but they are still working to learn more about the possible suspect in this case. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
This morning, the security of our nation's power grid will be the subject of a congressional field hearing in Pinehurst. That's where we find WRAL's Keenan Willard this morning. This comes 6 months after that substation attack that happened in Moore County. Keenan.
That's, of course, the reason that this field hearing is taking place here at the Pinehurst Arboretum in about 4 hours. We're expecting to hear from state leaders, experts, and, of course, government officials talking about a rise in attacks on infrastructure throughout the country. Now, this is going to be a field hearing from the Congressional Subcommittee on Energy, Climate, and Grid Security. We're expecting to hear from Duke Energy and emergency management leaders from North Carolina. Now, this is, of course, happening here because of that December attack on two substations in Moore County, which left more than 45,000 homes and businesses without power for days. The attackers or their motive still have not been identified. This also comes as a new bill passed the legislature in North Carolina just yesterday, increasing penalties for power grid attacks and making a possible jail sentence for state charges up to 5 years in prison. Now, today we are expecting to hear a number of different topics discussed, including that rise in attacks on grids nationwide, as well as how both power companies and the government can better respond together to these incidents. We're also going to live stream this field hearing on WRAL.com. It's going to start again at 10 o'clock this morning. Keenan Willard, WRAL News.
A man is fighting for his life after being shot in Durham. Police say the shooting happened just after 9:15 last night on Fayetteville Street. A person called 911 while driving the victim to a hospital. Officers responded to that hospital and to the shooting scene. There's no word yet on the reason behind the shooting or if police have made any arrests. Also this morning, police are looking to make arrests after a string of robberies in North Raleigh. Several reports of robberies and attempted robberies came in around 10 o'clock last night. Police confirmed that two robberies did happen. The first was on Pointer Drive, the second on Falls Church Road. Police say at least three men were involved in these robberies. They say the men were traveling by car and at least one was carrying a long gun. Our crew in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker saw police take two men in handcuffs last night as they investigated the reports.
Three people are dead this morning. Dozens others are hurt after tornadoes hit the Texas Panhandle. This morning, crews are out there searching through the damage for possible survivors who may still be trapped under the rubble. We also have video of another possible tornado in Perryton, Texas, the same area where a confirmed tornado touched down yesterday. It's just south of the Oklahoma line. People there are waking up this morning to widespread damage. You can see more than 25 units were destroyed at a trailer park. The National Weather Service says it won't know the strength of that tornado until it's able to get out there and look at the damage. Also, as it headed out of Texas, this is video out of Oklahoma, where several tornadoes were spotted Thursday. That same storm system passed through there. A storm chaser got this video as the twister touched down in a rural area southwest of Oklahoma City. This is a look at the damage that was left behind from some of those storms. As of right now, no word on any injuries.
In the last 3 hours, we've learned the name of a man found dead in a Fayetteville hotel. At about 2:30 this morning, Fayetteville police identified 41-year-old Jeremy Mercer as the man found dead inside a room at the Extended Stay America on Owen Drive. Officers responded there for a report of a suspicious death around 7 o'clock last night. Police have not said how Mercer died.
50 people are waking up in a new place this morning after fire at an assisted living facility. Sky 5 captured this dramatic video. What a scene. The smoke coming right out of the roof there. This is in Spring Arbor of Raleigh. First responders used city buses and other large-sized vehicles to relocate those displaced people around the triangle on Thursday. No injuries have been reported, and we're working to learn more about what caused the fire.
A teacher is out of a job after police responded to a report of an overdose at a Raleigh daycare facility. We're working to confirm if the incident involves a child, what kind of substance was involved, and if the person who ingested the substance is okay. This all happened at the Stonehenge Kinder Care Center on Bridgeport Drive on Tuesday. In a statement, Kinder Care says the teacher who was supervising the children at the time is no longer an employee at that daycare.
Officials are trying to figure out why a house caught on fire caused more than 40 firefighters to respond. This happened Thursday evening on Wood Street in Durham. Fire crews say they responded just after 7 o'clock last night, and they say an attack line was deployed there, and the fire was under control within 10 minutes. The house was under construction at the time, and no one was inside of it. A part of Green Street in downtown Fayetteville will be closed today as new Civil Rights Trail historical marker will be unveiled. The road will be closed between Market Square and Maiden Lane between 10 and 1 for this ceremony. The new marker will be near the Fascinate You Children's Museum. The marker honors the actions of community members protesting racial segregation in Fayetteville during the summer of 1963.
Just ahead for us, emotional words from a father grieving his murdered child.
The rest of their life, but they still grieving.
Only on WREL, his response to the sentencing of the two people convicted of killing his daughter.
Also, controversy at a soccer match between the U.S. and Mexico. Why behavior from the crowd led officials to end that game early.
And we're looking at a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon as a cold front comes through. It's not going to drop our temperatures for the weekend, but it will bring in a less humid air mass. We'll go over the forecast for Juneteenth celebrations and Father's Day coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It's a hazy start this morning. You may have trouble seeing it because it's teeny tiny, but right here, the sun is just popping up over the horizon in Sanford. And you know, it looks a little bit like when we had that haze from the smoke from the wildfires in Canada. We could see a little bit of that as we're getting through today and tomorrow. We're going to talk more about that coming up in just a bit. Right now, town by town, temperatures are on the warm side. And it's a little muggy too. 68 in Southern Pines, 69 in Tarboro, 65 in Irwin, 69 degrees in Rocky Mount. Walking the dog this morning, it feels a touch muggy. Temperatures feel comfortable. We're looking at upper 60s to low 70s, a warm lunchtime in the mid 80s, and we'll see a hot afternoon at 91. This afternoon, we'll also be dealing with some scattered thunderstorms up until around sunset. I'll show you the timeline coming up, Anthony.
Elizabeth, we head out to the roads this morning. Thankfully, everything is relatively quiet, but we do have a couple areas to talk about. This is Jones Sausage Road right now at I-40. Not any major backups. You see those sensors are still in the green here at this point. Heading down to the south, we have one other area to talk about. This is North Carolina Highway 210 at I-40 as well. So two crashes here. We will continue to watch it as we go throughout this morning, Jeff.
All right, Anthony, thanks. We have a heart-wrenching story here some folks may remember. Only on WREL, the father of a pregnant woman killed in Raleigh is giving his response after the couple charged with murdering her was sentenced to life in prison. Brittany Smith's body was found inside a suitcase near the Neuse River in February of 2021. She was 6 months pregnant with a baby boy. Speaking with WREL's Ashley Rowe, her father is Eric Silver, and he said the sentencing gives him closure but not satisfaction.
They're going to be locked up the rest of their life, but they still grieving, you know. And I feel like they shouldn't be here either, you know. So, you know, their life should be taken as well.
Thomas Johnson and Emily Trevathan were sentenced yesterday in Wake County Court. Their life sentences do not include the possibility of parole.
This morning, we are learning more about the two Americans who were found dead in their hotel room in Mexico. They've been identified as 28-year-old Abby Lutz and her 41-year-old boyfriend, John Heathcoe. According to Lutz's stepsister, the couple believed they had gotten food poisoning during their stay in Baja California. Abby went to a hospital to get an IV and returned to her hotel feeling better. But the couple was later found dead in their resort hotel in the resort town of El Pescarado. There was no sign of violence or foul play connected to their deaths. However, an autopsy did indicate that both died from poisoning.
News this morning, controversy in the world of soccer after anti-gay slurs from fans forced officials to suspend a match between the U.S. and Mexico late last night in Las Vegas. Officials stopped the game to warn Mexican fans who were chanting the slurs at American players. They later called the game off with about 4 minutes left on the clock because the chants didn't stop. The U.S. won 3-0 and advanced to the finals of the CONCACAF Nations League tournament.
It is another busy weekend in the Triangle with events that the whole family can enjoy.
We have a look at best bets right now from our WREL Out and About team. You can kick off the weekend with a free screening of The Princess Bride and Fairy Tale Costume Showdown. It's all happening in Moore Square from 5 to 9 tonight. There'll be food trucks, a local market, and games for families. The movie screening starts at 7:30.
And tomorrow, Dick's Park will host the Capital City Juneteenth celebration. There will be live music, food trucks, inflatable games, a balloon artist, and more activities. The event runs from 1 to 6. WREL is a proud community partner of the event, and anchors Ken Smith and Lena Tillett will be hosting it. Admission is free.
And you can wrap up the weekend at the Museum of Life and Sciences Community Day. on Sunday. Durham County folks who live there can get in free with current proof of residence. Each adult can bring up to 5 kids. You can learn more about these events and others happening this weekend by going to the Out and About page on WREL.com.
And the good news is we're going to have some good weather this weekend.
Need that for some of those outdoor activities. Need some water and some shade as well.
And sunscreen.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has been tracking everything for us for this weekend. But today, Elizabeth, looking good right now.
Yeah, I'm feeling a bit like summer out there. It's a little on the muggy side, a little on the warm side. We do have some haze in the atmosphere. Take a look at the sun here behind the buildings here in Goldsboro. It's looking a bit like it did, you know, last week when we ended up with all that smoke in the atmosphere. And we're going to see a little bit of that right now. It doesn't look like it would be enough for it to be a code orange over the weekend, but we're going to walk through that coming up. In Apex and Chapel Hill, we're seeing the same thing. Just some low cloud cover, a little bit of a thin cloud cover in some spots, creating that haze. Back to the west, we continue to have the stationary front for day 3, producing some severe storms. We had some deadly tornadoes yesterday around Oklahoma and Texas along this line. This whole thing will slide eastward. We're not going to get into these severe storms. That's not headed our way. That all stays down to the south, but it's been a mess. Last 24 hours, we did have a few scattered thunderstorms back here in upstate South Carolina. That was the closest thing to us. The white dots are where we had wind damage. The blue is hail. And our tornadoes yesterday, again, were in parts of Texas and Oklahoma, where they caused a good bit of damage, especially in one community. And we'll talk more about that coming up in just a bit. In Futurecast here, we're looking at some high thin cloud cover currently. We're looking at partly cloudy skies. An isolated thunderstorm or two will start to pop up after lunchtime ahead of a cold front. It's not likely that we're going to see a big angry line of thunderstorms like we might see during the spring, but instead a few pop-up storms, and some of those up near the Virginia line could be producing some isolated wind damage or some hail. So we'll be watching for that this evening. Once we hit sunset, all that will fizzle out and it's gone for the weekend. Here's our severe weather threat stretching from Roxboro all the way over toward Roanoke Rapids, all of the counties there along the Virginia line, including Mecklenburg County, Virginia. We take a look at our Juneteenth celebration for Saturday. Once this front moves on through, we're going to see a drop in humidity, so it should feel pretty nice. It's going to be hot. Of course, the Capital City Juneteenth celebration we were talking about on Out and About is at Dick's Park from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., and if you can find a shady spot, it should feel good. Not looking at rain over the weekend. That makes it nice for Father's Day as well. It's just going to be a hot one, 91 degrees, but relatively comfortable. We take a look at Tropical Satellite. We do have a wave that's coming across into the eastern Atlantic. They're just off the coast of Africa. It has a 40% chance of developing, but one thing that may keep it from not developing any farther than tropical depression strength is this wave of dust that's coming off the Saharan Desert. That's dry air, and that tends to limit tropical systems developing. This weekend, again, it's going to be hot, but our humidity drops. We're not looking at any showers or thunderstorms for Father's Day. Juneteenth is actually Monday, and then after that, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we move into a different weather pattern with much wetter conditions. We may start the first day of summer there with a high of only 77 degrees, Anthony, which is ironic. It might be the coolest day of the next 7.
I know, I was thinking that. Yeah, but at least thankfully we have a hot and dry weekend on the way, which is great. But let's head out to the roads, though, this morning. Things are looking good here weather-wise and as far as the roads are concerned as well. All in the green here, I-40, no major delays at this point. There are a couple crashes, though, to talk about here I want to make you aware of. I-40 westbound at Cleveland Crossing Drive. This is right on the highway there, and not major backups with this one, but still showing up on the map. So if you're headed in that direction, just keep that in mind. Also, another one, Jones Sausage Road at I-40. So no big backups. We'll continue to watch that, though, here still to see if we have any congestion. But as of now, otherwise looking pretty good here in the traffic department.
Thanks for that, Anthony. We have good news this morning for Pope Francis. We have an update on his health 9 days after he had surgery in a Rome hospital.
And if a good yard sale bargain is right up your alley, well, this weekend is for you. 100 miles of sales are getting started less than an hour from now.
And as we head into Father's Day weekend, the Today Show is back with its annual Dad's Barbecue Lunch to reflect on a year of fatherhood. That is this morning at 7 on Today.
That's going to be great. And before we head to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. Good luck.
What's Trending Report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
6:24 right now on our Friday. Al Pacino is now a father of 84.
Yeah, he's 83. The 83-year-old actor and his girlfriend have welcomed a baby boy into the world. And this morning, we know his name. The little one's name is Roman. Pacino raised eyebrows last month when he announced that his 29-year-old girlfriend, Nora Afalo, was pregnant. Pacino's oldest child is 33, and he has 22-year-old twins. But what's another baby to the mix, you know?
Yeah, that was Pacino in that first shot, that, and Robert De Niro, not Roman.
Not Roman, no.
Roman there. But yeah, now he's been in The Godfather, right?
Yeah.
He looks like he could be a grandfather.
Yeah.
But it's not.
But he's
just
father.
He's just dear old dad.
Yeah.
And he'll have a great weekend for Father's Day, right?
Exactly.
They're calling it a ring fit for a kingdom. The Kansas City Chiefs got their Super Bowl rings in a private ceremony last night. Each ring has 613 diamonds,
Woo!
35 rubies. Give it that nice red color.
Wow.
Totals more than 16 carats, and that is some bling.
Yeah, that's beautiful. They have three marquee-shaped diamonds at the top of the ring to symbolize the three franchise wins in Super Bowl history. But I saw a video of every player at the ceremony waiting to open the box, and they're like, hold on, you can't open it yet, and you just see them opening it and closing it very, very, like, gently. And then as soon as they revealed it, their eyes were like, oh, my goodness. It's
that
beautiful.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Really nice. You know, U.S. Open also continues today. Day one, what an exciting one yesterday. Ricky Fowler carded a 62 at the L.A. Country Club, tied for the lowest score in a men's major championship in history. But the first time at a U.S. Open anybody shot that low. And then after registering that amazing score, Xander Schauffele did it right behind him. So twice the lowest score ever. No one's ever shot a 62 in a single round of the U.S. Open. And it's been 1895 to 2022. All the action continues on the greens tonight at 8, right here on WREL. We've seen quite a few.
Congressional leaders coming to Moore County today talking about power grid security 6 months after the attack that left thousands in the dark here. Some of the issues we're expecting to hear discussed.
And our severe weather threat is for our northern counties for today. I'll show you what time the thunderstorms will likely move through your area coming up.
Plus, a man is hurt this morning after an overnight shooting at a Raleigh hotel. Michael Grace joins us in the WREL Breaking News Tracker as the investigation unfolds.